This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hello and welcome to the Redmen TV. After Liverpool beat Bournemouth 4-0 away from home, carrying on the run of unbeaten games, we're the only team who's
still
beaten in the league.
Yep.
What, who was the other one? There was another.
Man City were, but they got beat.
But who did they get beat by?
Chelsea.
I really like starting these shows with a little bit of fucking shit talking. Last week it was Everton, even though we played Burnley. Just give Everton shit all the time, and now we get to give City shit because they're not as good as Liverpool.
I feel quite bad though because Chelsea won. I don't know how I feel about
it. I felt weird supporting them. I felt weird wanting them to win.
I didn't support them, but I turned it off before Kante's goal and then checked it afterwards and went, oh, okay, nice. But that's not what we're here to talk about. We're here to talk about the Bournemouth game, Salah hat-trick, their Cook own goals. Cook had a torrid time. We'll talk about him later. But I'm joined by Cheyenne Ross. I didn't say that at the start.
Yeah. Hello.
Hey. Energetic this morning, and let's dive straight into it. Ross, we'll start with you this time.
Oh, sound.
Who have you picked?
Alisson.
Alisson Becker.
I had third pick, and I think there's a couple of people you can make cases for, but yeah. I just went for Alisson.
Okay. Well, your minute starts now.
Sound. First of all, the thing that stuck in the back of my head was that header. And I watched the highlights back this morning. That's pretty much all he did. But he deserves it just for that, so we'll give him for that. And the same reason that I picked Van Dijk the past couple of weeks, and I noticed it when I was watching the game, of every time I watch Liverpool now, and his opposition are on our half or in our box, I am not worried at all. And it's because, obviously, Van Dijk and stuff, but he's part of that problem. He just brings a presence. And I think you get that with a world-class goalkeeper. I think we might have mentioned it last week about his price tag and stuff, but you get a character with it as well. And he just brings a presence. And I noticed the other day he bollocked Gomez and Trent and tell him to get up the pitch. I think it was the Everton game. But he did the same thing against Bournemouth. Every time the ball comes towards him, his decision-making to either come out and either punch or come out and go to the floor. I think there was one point he could have had a penalty against him against King when he brought him down, but I think he died a little bit for it. It just makes me feel so safe in that back line. I think he's got a good rapport with his back four. And then again, just bring it back to that header. Just like Milner completely hit the ball. Yeah. He probably could have caught it because I don't think it was a pass back. And he's like, nah, I'm not having this. He could have messed up his beautiful hair, wasn't arsed, took a player out and cleared the ball about 30 yards.
Yeah, the knee to the ribs really entertained me. It's one of them that makes now attackers scared to go up and challenge him. And he's a big lad anyway, as you say.
If that's outside the box, I think it's a free kick. Because you clattered into someone with your knee.
Yeah. But like it's
keepers are allowed to get away with things. Yeah. Like
he's got every right to go for it. The leap he gets on him.
He has to go for that. There's no he has to get that high because, I mean, you don't want him to catch it. And then Mignolet would have caught that. And then we go
I think Pickford did something similar.
It wasn't a pass back.
But you can't take chances.
But you just can't. You can't take the risk. Like in that split moment. You're not expecting the ball to be coming back to you, and then all of a sudden it is.
Yeah.
He's thinking he can't take the risk. Gets away. It's a clear. It's fine.
He was brilliant again, wasn't he? Just in terms of he's so commanding, and I mean he didn't have much to do, which is commending to our defence and midfield. But
that's what we said last week as well, though. To a goalkeeper to have nothing to do but to concentrate and still make the right decisions.
Yeah,
shows how good he is.
And his passing was fantastic again. Really good. We'll move on. Salah, sorry.
Yeah, you can tell I got first pick.
You got first pick, yeah. I mean, we'll go through what the poll said later, but it's pretty much Salah's man of the match. But your minute starts now.
So he played up front again. This time it was almost in a two with Firmino. I thought Firmino wasn't really playing in the 10. He was helping the Salah out a lot more, trying to run him behind. He caught the pair of them, but especially Salah caused absolute chaos for the Bournemouth defence to deal with. Nathan Ake, who's a very good defender, and Steve Cook, who isn't, had no idea what to do. It was like he smelled blood and he was just constantly running at them, trying to get him behind. And they were just like on the floor, falling over and everything. It was just great to watch. The first goal, it was offside, but he was bothered. Decent little finish, but it's always one he should have scored anyway. The second goal was brilliant. Like he picked the ball up quite deep and just thinks, yeah, I'm running at them here. Let's see what they can do to stop me. Steve Cook tries to take his Achilles out. That even that doesn't work. Salah stays up, and then you can just see with the pure anger he hits it. It's almost as if he wants to score and then just put two fingers up to Steve Cook for trying to take his ankle away. And yeah, it was brilliant. And then the third goal, he just takes a piss. He's so confident that he's going to keep it under control in the box. More and more players are swarming around him, and he's still just so confident. He just keeps the ball, nice little touches, waits for his moment, and then gets his finish, gets his hat-trick. But I just love how he played up front. Like they were playing it to his feet, and his first thought was, right, can I turn the man here? So often he did turn that man.
Yeah.
And getting into spaces, if he couldn't turn him, little flicks, little short passes, getting players in behind, and then once he's played that pass, he's trying to run in behind himself then anyway. It was just so good to watch. It was just a man completely at the top of his game, and he was just fantastic, wasn't he?
Yeah, the way he plays that number nine is special, because you can play the ball over the top to him, he'd get there with his raw pace, no matter where you put it on the pitch, as long as it's closer than to him than the defender, he's getting there all day, and sometimes even when the defender's closer, he's getting there, and you can play to his feet, you play off him, and in terms of, he's just changed his game in that way, hasn't he, Ross, in terms of, he used to be a winger, and he'd go at you, and he'd find himself on the edge of the box, like Sterling's doing for City. Now he's the focal point, it's mad.
Yeah, he's almost built up a striker's instinct, hasn't he? I think what Sam was saying, when he's running off the shoulder, he's trying to get onto everything. Like the first goal, I know it was offside, but he's still got that intent and desire to like think, you know, if something happens, I'm going to be first there. And I think something similar with the Robertson cross, he was running diagonal across Ake, didn't get to the ball, but he starts off like a poacher's goal, for example, isn't it? Rather than being out on the right. I think it's credit to him for changing. I just don't understand why he doesn't smile.
Yeah, I mean, the smiling thing's mad. I mean, he must obviously be enjoying his game. He must be enjoying bullying Steve Cook there.
He really looks like it. Like the way he's playing, looks like he's enjoying it so much, but his facial expressions don't. It's a strange one. Like, for the goals, the first one you can understand because he thought it might have been offside. Second one you can understand because he's fuming at the fella who's kicked him. But the third one, he's just scored a hat-trick. And he goes to the Liverpool fans. And he just stands there, you know what I mean?
Maybe he's literally just going, I've just scored a great goal. No one else in the Premier League can score that, because no one else can.
To be fair, though, when we played City away and he scored then, he did exactly the same thing. He just went to a thing like that, didn't he? But it's mad because you see him off the pitch, and when he's doing interviews, he's all smiling, laughing, joking, and saying the right things that we want to hear. But it's just hard to kind of comprehend what he's thinking, I suppose.
I don't want to read too much into it, really. It's
genuinely probably just him just going, see what I can do, lads. Just stood there. And it's what Balotelli used to do after every goal, no matter what. He just scored a brace. Yeah, but what I'm saying is, he had the utmost confidence in his ability, and he had an ego of, look at me, lads.
Yeah.
So Mo Salah's just going, get on me. Everyone be scared. I'm now joint top goal scorer with that goal. I'm having a bad season, am I?
Yeah.
Look at me. And it was his all-round game yesterday. No, on Sunday, on the Saturday. Other day, when the game was... Top. His all-round game was fantastic. Just every little thing he did in his link-up with Bobby Firmino. I haven't put him down. We'll talk about Bobby Firmino in a bit, but it's just his link-up play with everyone. He was always an outlet. That ball Shaqiri plays over the top, and he does like some mad over-egg kick.
I wanted him to do like a little back-heel karate kick thing, but he didn't even for a volley.
What a goal that would be, because it was a lovely little move before it as well.
Like that's a man, on, like you said, on top of his game. Yeah. Back where we wanted him to be.
At a perfect time.
That as well, there was a little interchange between him, Robertson, and Keita, and he was doing like drag back heels and like passing around the three of them. It was like fucking hell.
He's back.
Filth,
He's back, and you see what difference it makes. Right, I'm going to go on talking about one of them people who are playing triangles in the left hand side. Andy Robertson was doing
that. Three, two, one.
So look, Andy Robertson, for me, is the best left-back in world football right now. Maybe one of the best full-backs in world football, purely because he does everything right. He plays like a left-winger. whenever we had the ball, and I know you temper it with Bournemouth, but Bournemouth are a good side, they're doing well in the league. He pinned both of their wingers back, their fullback and their winger, by just standing in the left wing position. He's always in the right position, whether that's attacking or defensively. He's never caught out. The one time I think he's been caught out this season was against Napoli, and they scored from it in the last minute. And he's just ultra consistent with that. And in terms of the attack, he's always the overload on the left hand side. The amount of just sheer tenacity and desire you've got to have to be able to get up and down the pitch, be in the right position. It's not just about being there, it's about being perfectly there. So the third goal, the own goal, Mo Salah sprays it across to him, great ball by him. He taps it to Fabinho, and then the run to make space for himself to stay onside, and then that delivery, and he does that every single game without fail. And to me, that you can't beat that. You see the drop off in quality even when Moreno comes in there, and Moreno is playing well, and you just look at Andy Robertson and you can't fault the man. Off the pitch, on the pitch, everything. He's always the first man over when they celebrate. He's like a homing missile. He's always one of the first three to get over there, no matter where he is on the pitch. And to me, that it sums up what a player he is.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Yes,
so Moreno's downfall, isn't it, that he has to come on and replace Robertson because he makes him look even shitter than he is.
Yeah.
He can't fulfil what Robertson does, but I agree in the fact that I don't understand how he just seems to be everywhere. And positionally, defensively, he just seems to be spot on every time. People don't even get a look in, and he's got that aggressiveness and decision making to know when he can just go in and like knock someone off the ball, yeah, or just make a cute little tackle and then pass it on, which is incredible.
He on his worst days, he's never lower than a 6 out of 10. Mm. He's always a 7, and then most weeks he's pushing up to 8s and sometimes 9s. He's just absolutely brilliant.
Yeah. He allows Mane to play the way, I know he didn't play on Saturday, but he allows Mane to play the way he does because he's got that overload, and then Mane can cut inside, and that gives him the freedom to do what he wants.
Yeah.
But he has to work his bollocks off to allow someone else to play their game.
And it's like, because Keaton was on that left-hand side, wasn't he? And there was a move where the ball gets sprayed along and Keita's holding the inside, which is their fullback. So their fullback stood with Keita thinking, oh yeah, I'm fine here, I've got the left winger. And then Robertson's just there and Keita can stay in the channel and be really dangerous in that inside position. And that's Robertson's game all over.
I love his little first time crosses when he comes over the top and on a volley. It's like, you're going to hit this, you know he's going to hit it.
Yeah.
I mean, we got some results from it before.
The thing that we love most about him is his work rate and the way he's just constantly there. Like that one in like the 90th minute when he's there, he's the one who's winning the ball and driving the team forward. Mm. And we're 4-0 up in the 90th minute, and I know we've got big games and maybe Klopp wouldn't want him to be doing that, but that's just his mentality. Yeah. That's what it is, and we benefit from that more than it'll go wrong. But it's so talented as well.
That's it, yeah.
Like and when you mix that work rate and desire with that sort of talent, he could do anything.
And well, that's it. He was playing the triangles on the left hand side with, I think it was Keita, Salah, and him.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
literally playing round players and his close control. He's some player.
Imagine how much he must love playing in this team as well.
Yeah.
Like from where he, I know it gets spoken about an awful lot. Like from where he's come from to where he is now. Like he must just be kicking himself constantly, thinking, "Look at this team I'm playing in."
He's Scotland
the best Liverpool side ever start of all time, yeah. and he's one of the best players in it. Like,
mad. Who would literally normally yeah. have thought it? And he's
free as well, pretty much.
Yeah,
spot for Kevin Stewart.
Like the best thing about it for me is he's probably seen as one of the worst players in the team. If that makes sense. Like, maybe the only other one's Trent when he comes in. But everyone else is so good as well.
I don't think from a Liverpool perspective, but from the outside point of view, I think people have that vision of, like you just said, oh, he's Scottish, he's come from Hull, he must be shit. But we watch him week in, week out, and you think, like Si said, he's consistent.
Who's better than him in world football? Left back? There is
Marcello, probably.
I don't know anymore, in terms of attacking and defensive game.
Who I wouldn't swap him for anyone, I'll say that.
The PSG left back was good the other day. He was good, but... Oh my word!
I wouldn't swap him for anyone. You might have more talented players like Marcello is a more talented footballer,
but for work rate
and just like his personality and everything, just like I absolutely love him. He's like
a young James Milner,
isn't he?
In that sense, he's got
the best thing about this Liverpool side as a whole. And we're going to the poll and stuff in a sec. But watching the Chelsea and City game, when the pass doesn't come to them, when a player like takes a shot on themselves or a move breaks down, you're seeing Hazard, you're seeing it's mostly Chelsea players all going, oh, like David Luiz, oh, play the pass to me, oh, everyone throwing their hands up in the air, and that body language transmits to everyone, the players, the manager, the other fans. And you watch every Liverpool player, all right, Mo Salah's not smiling, but it's not like he's not doing his work.
Yeah.
It's not like they're not dying for the shirt. And
no, you always see the press, and the other thing that obviously I always see is watching it from telly is it always gets commentated on. Mm. And like the hunting packs, and every time you hear that, you think, fucking hell, that's what I want. But that shows the desire to like win the ball back. And he said Bournemouth couldn't get a pass out. Yeah. And when they did get the ball, within 7 to 10 seconds, they'd lost it again because there was always someone there. And even when we brought substitutes on, even at like Adam Lallana, before he said knocked off, like he was at it as well, so everyone's got this desire to like want to stay in the team, and I think you said before, like winning mentality or elite mentality to not give up until the 90th minute, even though we're 4-0 up.
Yeah, he was good when he came on the line, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm. He was very good. So in terms of the poll, obviously we always want to hear your thoughts. That's what this show's about. It's about people's opinions on the game. 88% Salah, yeah, we knew that already. Scored a hat trick. 8% Alisson, which I thought was quite interesting. 3% Robertson, 1% other. So Mark McCauley says Salah gets it for the hat-trick, but everyone was superb. Yeah. And then Samuel Parkinson says Matip was very good. Lad can pass the ball on the floor through midfielders. There's a man much maligned recently for his whole Liverpool career, pretty much since he's come in. He's benefited from Van Dijk coming in and kind of taking that spot, being the number one. But he's a good backup. He's a solid player, isn't he?
He's a solid fourth choice. I did that on my player ratings. I've been critical of him like the past couple of weeks because I kind of don't know what he brings. He's not like a strong centre-half. And his best part of him is his passing, which for the first goal, he just took out the whole midfield, which is what he's good at. But I don't know what else he brings to the team. But then he was solid.
Yeah.
But with Bournemouth poor as well, I don't know.
So defensively, he didn't have an awful lot to do with everything he did. He just did it coolly, calmly. Just without any sort of fuss, and then he shows that he's got the good passing range, and he showed that was his best performance for a good while for us, and it's come at a perfect time. Gomez got injured, Lovren you can't rely on Lovren. He can't help being concussed. Like he banged his head, and he can't help being concussed, but he does miss too many games. Matip's going to have to play some games in the next month, 2 months. So it's a perfect time for him to put in a performance like that.
For a fourth choice centre-half, you can't argue with it, can you, really? No.
Well, that's it. I mean, he came in on a free, didn't he? And we were thinking, he's going to be the next player. And his style kind of suits us in a way, where his passing out of the back is fantastic. He wasn't very good against Burnley with that, which is why a lot of people just had a go. But when he didn't have the pass on this time, he strode forward, which I really, really enjoyed. He was brave. The whole team was brave against Bournemouth, and we came out 4-0 winners. We showed, you know, like when you see City come out and they just go, yeah, we're better than yous. That's what we did.
Yeah.
We literally just one touch football all around the pitch. Another man is Bobby Firmino. His passing was
fantastic. Yeah.
Brilliant.
He's, when he came on against Burnley, I thought he was decent then. I think it looks like he just needed a rest.
Yeah.
But like to come deep like he does normally do and get involved in the play. It's like he's got a sense of freedom. Like he doesn't have to worry about going getting forward so much because he can drop deep and then create because he's got Shaqiri and Salah or someone else in front of him. But I thought he was spot on.
Yeah, what did you make of Keita's performance? Sorry?
I thought he was good. I don't think he was fantastic. I thought against Burnley he was fantastic. I thought against Bournemouth he was good. That moment stands out where he makes two players in the space of a few seconds, which is just like these things are what we signed them for, and seeing him do them shows. Yes, I can't wait to see him play again, and that's what you want. You want to be excited by football. That's the whole point you watch it. I thought at times he went quiet, and there were spells of the game, 10, 15 minutes, where I thought, I haven't seen Keita for a while, but he's playing out wide. Mm. He can't influence the game out wide as much as he can in the middle in his preferred position. So that by no means bad, but maybe in them spells you want to see a little bit more, but fine. Yeah.
And then 500 league appearances, is it, for James Milner?
He would have been the other choice.
He's consistent. We're talking about Robertson being consistent. Like, even when we played in a bad midfield, like all the Champions League aways, he's been the standout player in that midfield every time, hasn't he? And he showed it again against Bournemouth that he's just a man.
I think he'll be a huge loss when he goes. I don't think it'll be next season, but I think he's starting to maybe not even wind down, but he's going to start to next season, I think. I just think he's irreplaceable for his on-the-pitch qualities and the experience that he brings because he just knows.
Yeah.
And he's like, he was playing right-back. He's like, not arse. Like, he just play anywhere. I think when he was... Was it last season or season before? He was right back, wasn't he?
Yeah.
And he's like, I don't care where I play. I just want to play football. And he'll do it. And you don't see a drop-off in anything. That's not a criticism of Gomez or Trent. You just know it's safe hands having him in that position. And he'll just, even he was like bombing up and down the wing like Robertson was. Yeah. Like he's 32, 33 years of age.
Yeah.
And he's like, he's not arsed.
He's one of the best players in the team by mile for what you talked about. Not just his on-pitch stuff, just his all-round quality and the professionalism that he has feeds through to everyone in the team. It's fantastic. Just starting to wrap up, but we will talk about Bournemouth. Cook, great player.
God, he was fucking terrible, wasn't he?
He had a nightmare, but what are you meant to do? You're coming up against the best attack in the league, apart from City's. Just
even tried hacking him down and failed at that. And then got that doesn't work. Nothing will.
Yeah. Well, in the corner later on, he goes in, tries to hurt Salah.
I don't even think he touches Salah when he tries to do that, and then he's on the floor, and Salah goes and then gets up and starts beating players and ripping them all again, and he's still on the floor. Oh God, he was bad. He scored an own goal.
Yeah.
He was just terrible. Yeah. One of the worst centre-back performances I've ever seen. But that was because Salah realised that he was having a bit of a nightmare and just kept going for him, kept going for him. And that's what you've got to do.
You've got to take advantage
of these moments. And the fact that Nathan Ake got booked early on as well, that helped us because it just means that they're not going to take any risks at centre-back.
No.
So you can basically just do whatever you want with them, and Salah did.
It was Salah's hat-trick goal where he realises I'm faster than this guy.
Yeah.
And I'm faster than the goalkeeper.
Yeah.
And I'm going to make Aki look stupid.
Yeah.
He's back.
Yep.
Good.
He's back, baby.
Yeah, he needs to carry on the next two games as well.
He does in the two big games, and I have every faith that he will, because doesn't, Origi's in the wings playing well, you know what I mean, so he'll come in. But yeah, everyone, thank you. Thank you very much for watching, listening to the show. It is an early Monday morning. Forgive all my speaking errors. Thank you, Ross and Si, once again. We'll be back after the Napoli game Wednesday morning, bringing you another Man of the Match show. Quick shout for Man of the Match against Napoli.
Alisson again.
Alisson, okay, sorry.
Salah.
Yeah, I'm going to go. Salah's going to get two. Keita gets three.
Fucking hell.
And we win 8-0.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you, everyone. See you next time.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.